非常欢迎诸位朋友拨空来参加我们今天的聚会。
We welcome all friends, brothers, sisters, who assemble here to attend this evangelical service.
圣经说教会就是神的殿。
The Bible says that church, is the temple of God.
是充满神的地方。
And the place filled with the Spirit of God.
所以愿主耶稣天上的真神赐恩祝福你。
May the Lord, bless all of you.
那我们在聚会之前呢，我们先低头来默祷。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始来早上的聚会。
In name of Lord Jesus Christ, we commence this morning's service.
唱是492首。
Please sing hymn 492.
请我们站着低头一起来祷告。
Please be standing, bow head and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
虽然我们在你的眼中自为渺小。
Although we are so minute in thy eyes.
但是你还是看顾我们。
And yet thou still take care of us.
你天天赐给我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
Thou provide us our daily food so we can have joy.
主啊，我们要感谢你对我们的恩典。
Lord, we once again, we thank thee for thy blessings.
我们今天奉你的名在这里聚集。
Today, we assembled in thy name.
求主耶稣按你的应许与我们同在。
May the Lord, be with us in accordance to thy will.
你的平安与喜乐充满在我们当中。
May thy peace and joy be with us.
让我们大家能够享受来敬拜你的时间。
So we can truly enjoy this time to worship thee.
主啊，求你打开我们的心门。
May the Lord open our hearts.
能够了解你救恩的奥秘。
So we can understand that mystery of salvation.
能够迎接你做我们人生的救主。
So we can receive and accept thee as our savior.
来过一个充满着恩典与真理的生活。
So we can live in a life full of truth, and peace.
主啊，我们将今天的聚会交在你的手中。
Once again, we placed today's services in thy hands.
求主你带领。
May the Lord guide us.
愿你的名得到荣耀。
May thy name be glorified.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
非常欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们的聚会。
Once again, we welcome our friends to attend our evangelical service.
我们先要请圣和班的唱诗班来献诗。
First of all, I would like to call upon the San Jose Triumph to present.
然后接下去我们请郑传道来证道。
Then I'm going to call upon Pastor John to testify.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主的圣灵说话。
This morning, as Sabbath morning, I'd like to share with you the topic with the right way of salvation.
今天早上跟各位来分享的题目是正确的救恩之路。
If you have a script, Bible, please turn to Proverbs chapter 14.
请看旧约箴言书第十四章。
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12.
箴言书的第十四章第十二节。
Proverbs 14, 12.
箴言的第十四章。
There is a way which seems right to man, but its end is the way of death.
十二节，有一条路，人以为正，至终成为死亡之路。
The proverb written by the wise man.
箴言是有智慧的人所写的。
A wise man mentioned that there is a way which seems right to man, but its end is the way of death.
所以有智慧的人说有一条路人以为正，至终成为死亡之路。
We can guess this man is think this way seems right. So this man is grown up enough.To think this is the right way.
作为一个有成年的人，作为一个成年人，当然会去思考什么是正确的道路。
I don't think the baby knows that this is the right, this is wrong. This is wrong.
当然，一个婴孩是没办法来分辨什么是对的，什么是错的。
So we can understand a man here is those men who pretty much grown up, and they educated, they somehow understanding about life, and then they look at the way it seems right for the man.
那么这里面所讲的人当然是一个成年人他已经受过教育，那么有相当的这个知识能够知道来分辨什么是对的，什么是错的。
But here this wise man says, but its end is the way of death.
可是在这里这个智慧的人说，有一条路人以为正，可是最终成为死亡之路。
I don't know how many years ago I saw this movie, but I saw this DVD movie.
多年前我曾经在这个光碟里看到这个片子。
It quite cold winter. It was quite cold winter.
The name of the title?
No, in the story.
在这个片子里面这故事片里面是在一个冬天的时候。
So this man and a wife and several crews and they flew into the small town.This story about the
这个故事片里面讲到一个人跟他的太太跟一些you mean crew members
the several kind of maybe they are
okay有几个船员他们就到一个小城去
and now they change to the small airplane which is one single engine airplane
他们坐上一个这个单引擎的这个单发动机的飞机。
So flew to the very, very remote countryside, very the high mountain around there.
他们就到了一个非常飞到一个非常偏僻的地方去。
You can see the scenario. The background is a high mountain with a very lot of snows on the top of the mountain.
他们坐飞机去的。那么他们到了这个可以说到了这个山上去。那个山上而且还下雪。
And on the way, fly and then the, I think it's.It's birds hit this engine.
那么在飞行的这过程当中啊，有个鸟就撞了这个飞机。
I saw the pilot cannot control, and end up get into the middle of the lake.
那么这个驾驶员没办法控制这个飞机啊，就在这个湖上降落。
But somehow all of them they swim out of the lake is also saved.
那么在当时里面大部分的人在这个湖里面这个游泳就求水到这个安全的地方。
But then the pilot was died.
可是这个驾驶员却死了。
So all these five or six people they kind of start to worry about how to get out of this situation so they can be survived.
那么这差不多这五六个人就开始彼此商量要什么办法能够离开这个地方。
It is winter and they came up end up there the middle of the mountainside which is they do not know which way they can get out of this to be saved.
那个时候是冬天他们又在山里头所以不知所措。
So they decided anyway they have to get out of there. So they decided they just looking forward to find out the way. So they trying to find out to save themselves.
所以他们就开始去寻找有没有路径能够使他们得以获救使他们能够获救。
The condition is under the winter time, so very, very cold.
那时候因为是在这个冬天可以说是异常的寒冷。
Trying to help themselves and then they trying to find out the way. There.
所以他们就想办法去找路出去。
It took many days.
那么这样子就过了好多个日子。
And then they just go over the mountain and find out the way, and then end up they find out they came back and came on the way and they find out it seems quite familiar.
所以他们就尽量翻山越岭。那么后来看到一个似乎觉得很熟悉的地方。
And they find out is the place where they came from. Actually, the original place where they came from.
最后他们找到他们的这个起点。
Actually, it takes about more than many, many days, but it came back to the same place, which is they make it one circle.
实际上虽然他们这个离开了好几天，可是他们只飞机似乎只绕了一圈。
Many, many people, all of them, they were very disappointed.
他们感到很失望。
Because they do not have anything, they can find out the way. They do not have a map. They do not have anything.
在那个时候，他们感到很 很沮丧，因为他没有这任何的地图，没有任何的这个指标。
And then I thought about it, life many times it looks like this way.
我们仔细思考一下，我们的生命，咱们的生活，何尝不是如此呢
？And many people nowadays they seeking for the happiness.
今天很多人想追求享乐。
And this is nothing wrong.
实际上这么想法，这么去做，也没什么错。
This is that we have a desire. Same thing like a human nature. When we are isolated place, we trying to find out the way to survive.
人有这样的求生的欲望，比如一个人在个被隔离的地方，要想办法如何去求生。
But the thing is that people do not have a true the road map to reach out to the true happiness to be given to us.
那么可是人没有办法有正确的指示，这个方向能够去达到目的。
Now we think about I mentioned about the story. If these people have a true road map and also have a compass, and they easily can find out the way to get out of there.
就好像我刚刚提到，在这个故事片里的这个人物，如果他们有地图或者是这个罗盘他们就能够找到正确的这个道路和方向。
Maybe on the way they struggle to find out the way. They think it seems that's the right way, so they get out of there.
他们这个就是用这种摸索的方式，以为找到了正确的途径，然后出去。
End up they find out they're coming back to the same, which is only just make one circle.
可是他们只是绕着圈子，最后又回到原点。
We know the many generation passed before.
我们都知道。
Generation after generation.
那么这个一代又过了。
Every people seeking for the happiness, but end up many people cannot find the true happiness.
就好像在这个历代的人想要寻找什么是享乐，可是他们却没有找到。
Because they seeking something not right for their the not a right one.
他们找到的不是真正的这个享乐，真正的快乐。
And Jesus mentioned the way people seeking the way for their way happiness as a considers.As a wide way.
他们所以主耶稣到说人所走的都是宽大的道路。
It is Matthew chapter 7 verse 13.
我们看一下。马太福音书。
Matthew chapter 7.
第七章。
Matthew 7 verse 13.
第十三节。
13 and 14.
十三节和十四节。
Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is broad, and the leads to destruction, and many are those who enter by it. For the gate is small, and the way is narrow.That leads to life.
十三节
，You are those who find it.
十三节，你们要进窄门，因为引道灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也少。引道永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Jesus, you mentioned enter by the narrow gate.
所以主耶稣基督这边告诉我们说，要进窄门。
For the gate is wide, the way is broad, that lead to destruction.
因为这宽门虽然路也是大，可是却是使人到永生，而是到灭亡的路上。
Human nature is we like to choose the wide way.
当然人的这个本性是希望走大路。
We can say wide way is the easy way. Wide way is the human way.
那么走这个大的路，走比较容易的路，是人的这个本性。
Nowadays many people they trying to rely on themselves.
今年人很多都想要依靠自己的能力。
Because we, once we grown up in this country, we receive education from this country, and many people have opportunity receive higher education.
就如在美国，我们受教育，有很多人受高等教育。
Nowadays, we can access many different kind of knowledge and information from internet, all different kind of sources.
我们在网络上面，在互联网上面，我们可以得到很丰富的这个资讯。
So once we reach up to certain age, we think we can manage our life.
尤其是人到了一个年龄以后，就自己就自以为可以来处理我们的生活。
We think we have enough knowledge. We think we are capable person. We think.
我们有了相当的知识以后，我们就自以为非常有能力。
There's a story in the book of Luke chapter 16.
在路加福音书第十六章里面有那么一段故事。
The story about the prodigal son.
这边提到这个浪子的比喻。
But father had two sons.
这里面提到说一个父亲有两个儿子。
Well, first son keeps stay with the father to work for father's business.
那么大儿子来管理父亲的家业。
But second one, he has a different thought.
可是小儿子却有不同的想法。
He think he understand the life. He think he understand how he can enjoy his life, seeking for his happiness.
他自以为自己对生活很了，对生命很了解，就希望去追求自己的享乐。
And then he asked for his own portion from his father.
所以他就向父亲把自己的家业的份给要来了。
So he got his own portion and he get out of his father.
所以他就把他自己所有的都收拾起来，就离开了父亲。
Because he understand under the father, he cannot his own, but he have to follow what the father says.
因为他知道住在这个家里面要受到父亲的管制。
So first things he think that I better get out of father.
所以他是第一个想法就是说我最好不在这个父亲的这个眼皮脚下。
He think this is a true freedom, he think.
那么他以为自己这样做就得到了真正的自由。
So father allow him, so he got his own portion, and he just walk away from his father.
所以他父亲答应了，就把他的份给了小儿子，他就往远方去了。
And then he go out to another country, he start to spend the money that he received from his father.
所以在那里，他就任意的挥霍。
But then he find out, end up he spent all the monies, end up, and then in the land have a famine. He came to the
最后他不明一文住的那个地方又有饥荒。
He realized he didn't prepare for this kind of rough time.
那么他却没他并没有准备好面临这种饥荒或者困苦的日子。
He has no money.
他那个时候不明一文。
And that was very hard to get a job.
而且也很不容易去找到活干。
All the friends, they all left him.
那么他也没有一个朋友。
Because he has no money.
因为他那个时候不明一文。
Before he buy many friends with his money.
那么那时候他当他有很多朋友的时候，因为他那么尽量的花钱。
But now these kind of friends, they all left because they know that he has no money. If I go come close to him, I have to help him so they no more come close to him.
那么这些朋友都是酒肉朋友，当他不明一文的时候，他们都躲得他远远的。
And that he come up and he just, the one can help the take care of the pigs.
所以他只有去替人家来放猪。
Even the master do not give him enough food, ask him to eat what the pig eat.
那这个主人还不给他这个吃的，连想要这个猪所吃的豆荚充饥也没有人给他。
We understand his life is similar like this.Our life is just like that.
我们的生命，我们的生活也像，我们的生命也就像这个浪子一样。
We have to understand that God give us a life.
我们知道神赐给我们生命。
You know, a man cannot create a life.
人不能够创造生命。
No matter how technology is such a now the advanced.
不论今天的科技如何的发达。
But we cannot create our own life.
我们没办法创造自己的生命。
We designed our life so that we can grow up a certain amount of, you know, the height and inside the organ, we create, no, God created.
神创造我们的生命，神赐给我们一切。
Thousands of years ago till now, all this process of human life, because God's will designed to follow.
所以甚至在几千年前人都要人神要人来遵循他的这个指示。
Now we think that what we, our life and our body, thisWe think this is our own asset, we think. Our own property, we think.
我们以为说我们的身体是属于我们自己的财产。
No, we do not recognize that our life is came from God.
人却不晓得我们的生命是从神来的。
So once we grown up a certain age, we think we can handle our life.
所以当人长到一个年纪的时候，就自己自以为能够过着想要过的生活。
But many people wasted their time, wasted their life and everything.
所以人浪费了很多的时间也浪费了生命。
And sometimes the people get sick and find out the cancer. Some people kind of a terminal illness.Come upon to hit their life.
当人这个生病，尤其是患了像癌症之类的这个不治之症的时候
，end up they find out that life is end by that like that.
他们觉得生命那么就要很短暂的、很快的就要结束了。
And this is life.
可是这是一般人对这个生命的看法。
And some people rely on their own knowledge they receive from this word.
人有时候会靠着自己的这个知识。
But the certain age we reach, then our understanding, our also the understanding deteriorate towards the getting old.
You mean the physical body?
Yeah, the mental capacity.
当人年纪渐渐衰老以后，他的思维的能力也大不如前了。
Once we're getting old, and we just turn out to be like a child.
那么人有时候年纪老了以后就有点返老还童了。
We understand this is life.
那么这就是生命。
Human nature is actually very weak.
人其实人是非常的脆弱。
But we sustain our life because God.Provide us this life because of God's love and God's grace.
人的生命得以存活，其实是神的恩典，神的慈爱。
No matter how strong our body, once we hit some place, then we are bruised easily.
其实人的这个肉体是很脆弱的，有时候我们轻微的碰撞那么就会有淤青。
We easily vulnerable to the old illness.
我们也很容易生病。
I saw that there's one the very bad flu.Circle around somehow is South America, and many people died.
最近就好像在这个南美洲有这种猪流感，很多人死了。
And also, we know that several years ago in China, there's a, and also in Asia, they circle around those the birds.
禽流感呀。那么就好像在好几年前的时候，在亚洲有这个禽流感。
Yeah, people they scare about this kind of illness.
那么人对这种的疾病这种的流感感到非常的害怕。
Sometimes we're trying to help ourselves to protect ourselves from the cold.
有时候人那么希望来保护自己的身体，那么这个不会受寒。
Once we circulate around, and we're trying to help ourselves. Always we.Wash our hands.
那么人就想尽办法，比如说那讲究卫生常常洗手。
But one day we find that we catch a cold sometimes.
甚至我们做如此这种保健的工作，可是还是会生病。
Our body is weak.
我们的身体其实是非常的软，非常的脆弱。
We cannot say we are mighty man.
人不能说我是一个超人。
No matter how many times we go to the gym to exercise.Still, we are weak nature.
就算不论人如何的想锻炼自己，可是我们还是很软弱。
And also, we cannot rely on our own knowledge also.
所以人不能够靠自己的这个知识或者靠自己的智慧。
No matter how high we receive the education, that knowledge is very limited.
不论人接受如何高深的教育，可是还是非常的有限。
Once you go to the library, you can see the amount of the books.
就比如我们到图书馆去，那么有很多的参考书。
How many books actually we can read throughout the whole entire years, entire our life?
在我们的一生里面，我们能够读多少本书呢？
We only can access a little amount of knowledge.
所以我们所能够学习到的，所能接触到的这个知识只是那么的少。
No matter people they got they like a doctor degree, but this is a little amount of knowledge.
甚至人读到博士的学位，所知的还是非常的有限。
But we know one day we go back to the dust.
但是我们知道有一天我们要归回到尘土去。
When every time we go to somebody funeral and a service or happen, then we go to see the graveyard.
就如我们参加这个丧礼的时候我们会到墓地去。
Then we can see that our final destiny.
这就是人的结局。
We our nature, we cannot rely on our body, our own self.
所以人不能靠自己。
And some people they rely on material, which is, that's why seeking for riches.
有些人想要追求财富。
Because we know that once we have a lot of money,Money gives us a lot of freedom.
一旦人富有起来了以后，金钱就能带给人家很多的这个自由。
Once you go out to buy something, that if you don't have money, you cannot buy it.
所以你如果出去买东西，如果是软囊羞涩的话，你什么都不能买。
So seems you cannot fulfill your desire, then it restricts you, then it feels like we are restricted from out of our freedom.
所以人如果经济上不充裕的话，就没有办法能够来满足自己的需要。
So many people seeking for the financial freedom, so they're seeking for the money and richness.
所以很多人希望不要受到这个经济上的捆绑，那么就去追求财富。
And Bible also talk about that.
圣经上也提到有关于财富的事情。
You know, the one, the rich man, he has a big field.
啊，那么这个有一个富有的人有很多的田地。
So he produced a lot from the field.
所以他的土地就有很多的出产。
He's a very wise man.
啊，他其实是一个挺聪明的人。
From worldly point of view.
从世人的眼光来看，这个人非常聪明。
Because he's trying to help himself to prepare for the rest of his life.
那么他为自己的未来做了很多的打算。
So he gathered all the crop and then put it in this barn. But barn is small, so he tear down the small one. He build the big one.
他甚至把他那个小的这个粮仓拆了，盖了一个更大的粮仓。
And then he asked his soul, "Now you can relax and enjoy."
啊，所以他对自己说啊，你的我的灵魂，你现在可以来享受这一切了。
Because he can calculate how many years he can enjoy the rest of his life.
所以他就做好这个计划，说还有多少年他可以来享受他的这些财富。
But if God says, "If I require your soul tonight."
所以主说，无知的人呐、啊，如果今夜要你的命，要你性命的话
，What all you do you prepare? Whom it will be? Who can take all this turn to be? Is it your own or somebody else?
你所积攒的这一切要归给谁呢？是你自己吗？还是留给别人
？We know that even we trying to seeking for money to rely on the money. Money is not the can we can truly rely on.
所以我们所以很多人去追求财富，可是财富金钱也不是最好的依靠。
Money can be fly away from us easily.
金钱有时候像长会长了翅膀。
No, we have to go back to God.
啊
，we have to go back to God.
所以我们如果归回神的话
，God is the creator.
神是造物主。
God is the only one can rely on the source of true blessing.
神是我们唯一的依靠，也是真正祝福的来源。
You know, this is one of the very richest men in the Bible. It introduced the King Solomon.
所罗门王是在圣经里面可以说是最富有的人。
And God blessed him materially.
神给他很多的祝福。
Not only he has money, but he has a power also.
不但他非常的这个富有，而且很有权势。
He is a king.
他也是一个君王。
King is much better than nowadays president.
那么这个君王是比今天的总统还要有这个权势。
A king has an absolute power actually and physically.
那么这个君王是有绝对的权力。
And also that he and God bless him, so he has a lot of material blessing in his life.
所以在物质上，神也祝福他有很多的这个丰富的财富。
Not only that, he has wisdom also.
那么他也有智慧。
Even though we have money, we have a power, but the person do not have enough wisdom, they cannot wisely use it for to entertain themselves.
那么人如果有财富有权势，可是没有智慧，就没有办法来能够享用他所拥有的一切。
But Solomon has all three of them.
所以所罗门王这三样都有了。
But he's seeking for all the things he like to do, and he's seeking all the material things, end up he find out that there's a vanity.
虽然他尽自己的能力去追求世上种种的享乐，可是最后他做出一个结论，凡事都是虚空。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
我们看一下这个传道书。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 10 and 11.
第二章第十节和十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 10 and 11.
传道书的第二章第十节。
And all that my eyes desire, I did not refuse them. I did not withheld my heart from my any pleasure, for my heart was pleased because of all my labor and this was my reward for all my labor. Thus I consider all my activity which my hands had done and the labor which I had exalted and behold, all was vanity and the striving after winds and there was no profit under the sun.
第十节，凡我眼所求的，我没有留下给他的；我心所乐的，我没有禁止不享受的。因我的心为我一切所劳碌的快乐，就是我从劳碌中所得的份儿。后来我查看我手所经验的一切事儿和我劳碌所成的功，谁知都是虚空，都是捕风，在日光之下毫无益处。
This is the confession of the wise man.
啊，这是一个这个智慧的人的自白。
Now, at the beginning, all this blessing it become his blessing because God was with him and he willing to stay with God.
啊，那么所罗门王啊，与神这个这个同在。从神得到这样的祝福。
But later he depart from God.
可是后来他却离弃了神，离开了神。
And at the same time he's seeking all that his eye desire, he did not refuse, so he's trying to do everything.
他这边说我所眼所求的没有我不留下没有留下不给他的我心所乐的我没有禁止不享受的就是他追求一切的这些享乐。
He's trying to please himself.
他希望能自己得到这个快乐。
But end up he find out it's like a vanity.All was vanity.
可是他所得出的结论是他所劳的这一切都是虚空。
It's like striving after the wind and then just trying to catching the wind.
就好像捕风一样。
When the wind blows, we can feel it.
当风向我们吹过来的时候我们可以感觉到。
But we cannot catch the wind.
可是我们却不能够捕风。
This is the worldly materials.
就好像这个对这些就这就是对世界上的物质一个很好的比喻。
We cannot rely on these things in this world.
也就是说我们不能够依靠世界上的这些物质。
First Timothy, the chapter 6, and the Paul mentioned that, the love of the money is the all source of evil.
所以保罗在提摩太前书里面提到说贪财是万恶之根。
People trying to seeking for money, but end up they find that the trap of thisThe desire of the greedy.
人因为这个贪恋钱财用许多的愁苦把自己刺透了。
The only way is come back to God.
所以唯一的途径就是归回到主耶稣基督那里，回到神那里去。
Little children.
就好像做一个单纯的小孩子一样。
When they're seeking for something outside, and a different kind of candidate tried.
就好像孩子一样，那么要对这些糖果、种种的这些东西感到非常的喜欢。
Candy gives some kind of satisfaction, maybe for few minutes.
就好像孩子要吃糖果一样，只是知道这种短暂的满足。
But it cannot give us the long and the eternal.Satisfaction.
可是却没有办法得到永远的满足。
Because the children need a parent.
因为孩子们却需要父母。
When the child come back to the parents' bosom, they can feel true satisfaction.
所以当一个孩子回到父母亲的怀抱里面的时候，那可以感到一个无限的满足。
And also because now the people seeking for gods, and then they're seeking God, but it's like idols.
今天的人去寻求神，可是用就是用这个追求拜偶像的方法去追求。
It is good to seeking for God something that we can rely on. This motivation is very good.
人想要追求神的动机是对的。
But that we cannot rely on things that we created.
但是人却不能够用却依靠这个人手所造出来的偶像。
Sometimes we go to the restaurant, we can see the one, the next, on the corner, there's a big belly one, you know, sit there.The one were man-made one.
我们有时候到餐馆里去可以看见他供着一个大肚弥勒佛。
And then see there's a, called the, what is it that's making perfume, the,
what?
Incense.
Incense, yeah.
Yeah.
他们就还点着香来供这个偶像。
Sometimes put the apple there, you know, pear there, sometimes put the money there, I saw it.
They put money there.
Why is it kind of moved out of you? They're seeking for fortune, I think.
有时候人就是在那个偶像面前用这个供物水果，甚至有人还放你两块钱，就希望偶像能够给他们这个祝福。
Do you think this the little belly one, the one who man created, this one can give us a blessing?
你认为？这个大肚弥勒佛能够给你什么财富吗
？This idol cannot do anything for us.
这个偶像不能为我们做任何事情。
God, this actually God dislike to rely on this kind of things.
所以我们依靠像这样的偶像是没有什么用处的。
Let's if you please turn to the book of Jeremiah.
我们看一下耶利米书
，Jeremiah chapter 10。
第十章
Jeremiah chapter 10 from verse 11
第十一节
Let's read it from verse 10.
我们从第十节看起。
Jeremiah chapter 10 from verse 10.
旧约的耶利米书第十章第十节。
10 to 14.
到十四节。
But the Lord is the true God, He is the living God, and the everlasting King. At His wrath the earth quaked, and the nations cannot endure His indignations. Verse 11.
11节。
Because you shall say to them, the gods that did not make the heaven and the earth shall perish from the earth and from under the heavens. Verse 12.
12节。
And it is He who made the earth by His power, who established the world by His wisdom, and by His understanding, He has stretched out the heaven. Verse 13.
13节。
When He uttered His voice, there is a tumult of the water in the heaven, and He caused the cloud to ascend from the end of the earth. He made the lightning for the rain, the bring out the winds from His storehouse. 14.
14节。
Every man is stupid, devoid of knowledge. Every goldsmith is put to the shame by his idol. For this molten image are deceitful, and there is no breath in them.
第十节，为主是真神，是活神，是永远的王。他一发怒，大地震动；他一恼恨，列国都担当不起。你们要对他们如此说：不是那创造天地的神，必从天上地下被除灭。十二节，主用能力创造大地，用智慧建立世界，用聪明铺张宏长。他一发声，空中必有多水激动。他使云雾从地极上腾，从地极上腾。他照电随雨而闪，从他府库中带出风来。各人都成了畜类，毫无知识。各银匠都因他雕刻的偶像羞愧。他所铸的偶像本是虚假的，其中并无气息。
Bible tells us God is a spirit.
这边告诉我们说神是灵。
We have to understand that this word, the dimension is not only the physical dimension in this world.
我们知道不单单只有这个三度空间的世界。
There is a spiritual dimension.
还有这个灵界。
The one created man and all world mentioned he is, God is a spirit.
那么创造天地万物及人类的神是灵。
And also the verse 10 says, He is the one that created the whole universe.
就好像我们读的这个刚刚所读到的第11节是他是创造天地的神。
I hope that all the brothers and sisters and friends and the relatives you come tonight, today this morning, I hope you do not be the one of this category you worship the idol.
我非常希望弟兄姐妹及朋友们不要成为这个去追求拜偶像的人。
I hope you come back to God.
我们要回到神这边来。
We can say return to the God who created us.
我们要归回到创造我们的这个天地的神。
And John chapter 14 says, "The I am the way."
在约翰福音第十四章里面说，我是道路。
I am the truth.
我是真理。
I am the life.
我是生命。
Only the Jesus say that.
只有主耶稣基督。可以说这样的话。
None of the people in this world so far in the human history mentioned that I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life.
在人类的整个历史里面，没有一个人敢这么说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, He's the only one give us eternal hope in the kingdom of God.
只有主耶稣基督才能给我们这个永生的盼望，给我们这个永远的国度。
We should not rely on the world. We should not rely on ourselves. We should not rely on the riches.
所以我们不要靠自己，不要依靠这个世界，不要依靠财富。
We should not rely on the idols.
我们也不应该来信靠偶像。
Only way to God is the one give us life.
所以我们只有信靠神，只有他才能给我们生命。
If we come to the Lord with a humble heart,
我们如果带着一个谦卑的心来到神的面前
，If we open our heart to come to the Lord, God will let us the experience of Him.
我们如果敞开我们的心胸来接受他，他就使我们能够来体验他的能力。
He will truly provide us the way.
那么神会真正指示我们当行的路。
Jesus mentioned the very important simple way of our salvation.
所以主耶稣基督非常简单地指出这个得救的门路。
Please turn to Mark chapter 16.
我们看马可福音书第16章。
In March of the 16,
马可福音书第十六章
verse 16,
第十六节。
Mark chapter 16, verse 16.
马可福音书第十六章十六节。
He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, and he who has disbelieved shall be condemned.
信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
In this world, only two kind of people, we can say, as a generally.
基本上来说，世间的人分成两类。
Those who believe in Jesus Christ, or those who do not believe in Jesus Christ.
也就是信基督的和不信耶稣的。
I hope you are the one who the categorize yourself as you are the one who believe in Jesus Christ.
我希望我们都是成为信基督的人。
But at the same time, believing Jesus Christ is not enough. He mentioned that has been baptized shall be saved.
单单信基督还不够，必须要我们就这也必须要我们刚刚所读的信而受洗的。
The baptism is to wash away our sin.
那么洗礼是把我们的罪除去。
And the Bible give us this information that be what happened or how the sin came into this world.
所以圣经也告诉我们说罪是如何来到世上。
The first one created by God is Adam and Eve. They commit sin.
那么世界上人的始祖亚当跟夏娃犯了罪。
So sin came into this world.
所以罪就进入了世界里面。
So the man's nature we continue to deteriorate our morality. We continue seeking people where the seeking is a sinful way.
所以人的道德败坏所追求的都是罪恶的事情。
That's why Jesus came to this world.
这就是为什么主耶稣基督来到世间。
Do not let our life to be perished in this way.
所以我们的生命就不会我们就不会遭到灭亡。
So he came to this world as like a man form, as man like us as a flesh. He preached the gospel to send us our precious messages.
所以主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世间来传扬这个得救的福音。
That's he correct the people's way to come back to him, so everybody received the salvation.
所以主耶稣基督来更正人的这个错误的道路，使人都能够来归向他。
First, we believe in Jesus Christ.
也就是我们要来信主耶稣。
Once we have a heart that is humble, we can see God.
我们如果有个谦卑的心来追求他。
And that we can have a heart of submit to God, then we can be baptized by the name of Jesus Christ.
所以我们带着一个顺服的心，在主耶稣基督的宝血里面接受洗礼。
And so that we can be washed away our sin.
这样我们的罪就能够得赦。
Oh, this the way of the simple path.That you can take it for that you can grant this wonderful salvation of God so that your life can be blissful and you can secure for your satisfaction of your soul.
所以这是一个非常简单直接的途径，我们如果遵循这样去做，就能得到永生，也得到能够到神的祝福。
Let's sing in 402.
请唱诗402首。
Be seated.
请坐。
Now we're going to have a prayer session, conclude this service.
我们要做第二次祷告。
In our church prayer, we pray with a speaking tongue.
在我们教会里面，我们也用灵言来祷告。
Maybe you are first time to come attend today, this morning. Maybe this is a little bit first experience for you, maybe.
或许您是第一次到我们教会来，那么也是第一回，头一回。您有这样的这个经验。
You can find out all our church, most of our church members, we already received the Holy Spirit.
或许您已经发现到，大部分我们的信徒都得到了圣灵。
And you can see that we kneel down, we pray with the name of Jesus Christ.
我们可以一起来跪下来那么用祷告。我们先讲奉耶稣基督圣名。
Those who receive the Holy Spirit, then they pray with a speaking tongue.
那么得到圣灵的人就会说出灵言。
This tongue is nobody understands because it came from God.
那么这个灵言是听不懂的，灵言是从神来的。
And also, if you really come to the Lord with open your heart, then you ask for the Holy Spirit, you also can receive this Holy Spirit.
如果我们很谦卑的来到神的面前，敞开我们的心胸我们也可以求神的灵降到我们。
Truly, you experience of God, that you truly can convince the existence of God.
那么就会你会体验到神的存在，神的能力你会真正能够被说服，那么能够信服神的存在。
Most of our church members, when they receive Holy Spirit, they experience of joy.
我们教会的信徒得到圣灵以后，能够真正体验到这种属灵的喜乐。
When I was young, my nephew, when he was third grade and he received the Holy Spirit.
当我小时候我的这个侄儿还是三年级的时候就得到圣灵。
That time I didn't receive the Holy Spirit.
那个时候我还没得到圣灵。
So I asked him, how do you feel?
那我就问他说您的感受如何
Because a third grade,
他只是小学三年级
innocent boy,
这是一个非常这个天真的孩子
he just say, I don't know, I feel great,
他只是跟我说我感到非常的好
feel lighter,
觉得非常的轻松
that's the simple expression,
这就是他所能够做的最简单的这个描述
kids doesn't lie,
我们知道孩子通常是不会撒谎的
What their voice is a true voice.
他们常常所说的都是实话。
If you come close to God, if you open your heart.
同样的，我们如果来靠近主，敞开咱们的心胸。
You just follow the way that we pray.
我们就根据照着我们的方法去祷告。
Kneel down, simply just say in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray.
跪下来，一开始说的第一句话就是奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Also, you say Hallelujah.
那么我们然后不断地说哈利路亚赞美神
But your heart can still pray to God
我们的心内还可以向还是可以继续向神诉说一切
If you are there please come to me today
我们求神的灵进到我们的心内
I want to subject to you I want to submit to you my life
那么我们向神表示我们要来顺服他来就近他
So that I can trust you I can believe in you
像我希望能够信靠你我也要相信你的存在
You keep repeating Hallelujah praise the Lord and if the Spirit of God come down to you you can feel the moment Your tongue is changed.
当你不断讲哈利路亚的时候，当神的圣灵、神的灵降到我们身上的时候，你就会有不同的感受。
Because the tongue is rolling.
那么你舌头就开始打转。
Many cases the body just shake.
身体就会震动。
You know it's not you, but it came from God.
你知道这样的动作不是你自己要做出来的，是从神那边来的。
And John chapter 3, Jesus mentioned about that.It's okay. Yeah. The time is.
在约翰福音三章里面，主耶稣也这么提到。
It's like a wind, the spiritual wind coming to you like that.
就好像风吹过一样。
And you can speaking the let it go. This is the way you experience of God.
当我们得到圣灵讲灵言的时候，我们就不要再禁止了。
I hope that all the brothers and sisters, and also today they come those are true seekers and relatives. Please, you can join this wonderful prayer that conclude. We can.Conclude this morning service.
我们希望我们的弟兄姐妹们、亲戚朋友们能够跟我们一起来这个祷告。
We welcome all of you. Want to come forward? You can come forward, pray with us.
如果希望到前面一起来祷告的，我们欢迎弟兄姐妹跟朋友们一起到前面。
Minister help you to lay on hands to you.
那么教会的圣职人员会帮助您为您按手。
The minister, we don't do. We are not the God. We just helping your prayer. That's all.
教会的圣职人员并没有什么超然的能力，只是帮助您来祷告。
那总弟兄 pray together，
让我们同心合意跪下祷告。